Standing as high as he could on the pine trunk at the ridge top, Harvin watched the rapscallion campfires. They dotted the far plains like tiny fallen stars. Skipper of Otters climbed up beside him and passed the Red World champion a beaker of vegetable soup, steaming hot.
All quiet down there, mate.
Harvin blew on the soup and sipped gratefully.
Aye, Skip. If they break camp just before dawn, I figure they'll arrive in the valley below at midday tomorrow. By the fur and fang, though, there's going to be a lot of them facing us.
The big otter set his jaw grimly.
Maybe. But there'll be a lot less of them by the time we're done. What makes them act like that, Harvin? Why can't they just be like ordinary peace-loving creatures and leave us alone?
Poor on sword hilt, the Squiddle champion shrugged.
Hard to say, really, Skip. There'll always be vermin of that kind, with no respect for any creature. Take them what they please and never caring who they have to slay, as long as they get what they want. Peaceful creatures to them are weak fools. But every once in a while, they come up against beasts like us. Peace-loving and easy-going until we're threatened. Win or lose, then, we won't be killed, enslaved, or worked on just for their cruel satisfaction. No, we'll band together and fight for what is ours.
Far away from the ridge, in the safety and warmth of Redwall Abbey kitchens, the badger babe Rossano lay in his battle cradle, his soft dark eyes watching a chill blue mist forming across the ceiling. From somewhere, slow muffled drum beats sounded, sweet voices humming in time with them. A scene appeared out of the mists. The army from Redwall lay in slumber amid shattered spears, broken swords and a tattered banner. Other creatures came then, warriors he had never met, yet a voice in the babe's mind told him he knew them. Martin, Matthias, Matameo, Marielle, Gonf, all heroic-looking mice, there were badgers too, great fierce-eyed creatures with names like Old Lord Brocktree, Boar the Fighter, Sunflash the Mace, Earthclaw, Earthwhite, Rawnblade, and many more. They wandered the ridge, and each time they touched a creature, he or she stood and went with them. Finally, they stood in a group together, pale and spectral, and another joined them. It was Rockjaw Grang, the big hare who had carried and nursed Rossano on the long trek to Redwall Abbey. Though he did not speak, the little badger heard his voice.
Remember us when you are grown, Rossano the Wise.
Mother Buscal was awakened by the babe's unhappy cries. Not knowing what he had witnessed, she laid him on her lap and stroked his head, whispering soothingly.
There, there, my little one. Sleep now. 'Twas only a dream.
Back and forth she rocked the little badger until he drifted back to sleep, far too young to tell her what he had seen. Rossano had witnessed the Redwall army upon the ridge in the aftermath of battle. He had beheld all those who lived and the ones who did not.